the last consent item was 865. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. 865, authorize a grant agreement of $21,307 with Southwest Trails for the development of the Robert Gray Trail for the period of July 20, 2017 through December 31, 2017.
Carla, who pulled this?
I pulled it.
Commissioner,
okay. Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This grant to Southwest Trails PDX is a long time coming and will fund a volunteer project that I know all of our offices have heard about for a couple of years now, and that is the Southwest 25th Avenue, which is a classic Southwest Portland unimproved right-of-way that is used by numerous students and community members to move around the neighborhood and to get to school, get to Robert Gray School. Robert Gray Middle School is directly in the path of Southwest 25th Avenue, and where it crosses Beaverton Hillsdale Highway, a pedestrian signal and crosswalk exist. However, directly south of the Beaverton Hillsdale Highway, it steeply drops down to the gully and creek that runs along the highway, and it is this location that the grant will fund a much-needed trail improvements, including stairs with handrails. Matt Grum of my office is here with some pictures to orient the council on exactly where this is and the need, and then we'll open it up for any testimony. So thank you. Matt, take it away.
Thank you, Commissioner, Mayor, Commissioner, Council.
Good morning.
Great to see us all together here. It's been a while. Matt Grum with Dan's office, and just some pictures here quickly to orient the council on what we're doing here. Here's a above shot of the middle school. You'll note the cursor here. This is the highway, Highway 10 here, and this is the right-of-way that is unimproved. Get a little closer, you'll see the unimproved area cups here. This is a pretty steep little gully. Here's the crosswalk with the pedestrian signal that goes right up to the school. There's a shot of it as you're going to cross the highway. You're crossing it. You'll note here there's a sign for the trail right here, and you drop down right after this guardrail. You can see that opening there right at the guardrail, dropping down in there. This is my favorite shot of Assistant Director Warner trying to go down it. He was embarrassed for me to show this, but I couldn't resist. There's a better shot of the steepness that we are going to improve here. There's a shot of the trail. And that's really what I wanted to orient you and hope to have your support.
Okay. Thanks.
Very good. Commissioner Fritz?
I couldn't tell from the photograph. Is there a sidewalk on that side of Beaverton Hillsdale Highway?
There is not. There's a bike lane, but no sidewalk.
And by memory, that's the Oregon Department of Transportation who's responsible for Beaverton Hillsdale?
Correct. It has just been repaved and restriped, which was a great project that PPOT was involved with ODOT, but it does not have sidewalks.
So potentially in our next legislative agenda, we should look at encouraging that to happen, because although the trail will be improved, it's a little nerve-wracking to realize that there's nowhere once you get down the hill.
Exactly. Very busy, too.
Mm-hmm. Is there any public testimony on this item?
I didn't have a sign-up sheet, but...
Very good. Thank you. Come on up. Thanks, Matt. Anybody else want to testify on this? We'll close the list, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and... commissioners, my name is Glenn Bridger. I'm a resident of Southwest Portland, and I'm a member of the board of Southwest Trails PDX, and I'm here to speak on behalf of the board. Our leaders, Don Bach and Dave Manville, are traveling into cooler parts of our country right now. We are in support of this much-needed grant. This trail is really a backbone or a spine through many cultural, religious activities in Southwest Portland. There are very few ways to get through this area. The crossing of the headwaters of Fano Creek makes it more difficult, which you saw the picture of. We have on the north side of Beaverton Hillsdale Highway a number of churches, synagogues, and of course, very much the Robert Gray School. As we go south along on Southwest 25th, and get down to Capitol Highway, we are in a cluster where Middleman Jewish Community Center, a couple of more synagogues and more churches are present, as well as a lot of housing complexes. So it is an important passageway for people who wish to worship and go to school. We need this for safety. You saw the pictures. We need it for safety. I myself have a problem with balance. I have not gone down to the actual crossing because I've been there many times. I don't go down there because it needs good steps. It needs the handrails. It needs to be safe. And we very much support that project. And this time, I'd like to let one of our volunteers who lives right along this corridor and has been doing a lot proceed. Andrea?
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Andrea Wall, and first of all, I want to thank the City Council for approving on June 21st my grant for the Community Watershed Stewardship. And so I received an $8,000 grant, and I have been working with a very diverse group of community volunteers on the south end of this trail, up by Capitol Highway, removing invasive plants, planting native plants, providing stormwater management, and creating habitat. So I've been working with Solve and Stevens Creek Low Cross Housing and many community volunteers who all care about this trail. This is the way we get around. As mentioned, the last about 500 feet of this trail, which you saw pictures of, is unsafe, and Portland Public Schools has deemed it so unsafe that they bused the junior high school students, middle school students, from Stevens Creek to Robert Gray rather than have them walk this stretch of trail. And also down in that ravine is a huge western red cedar tree that we're hoping will receive heritage status, and the close to the headwaters of Fano Creek. So it's really kind of a special place down there, and we hope to do restoration work once it's safe. And when it is safe, it will provide a community trail that's a safe nature trail. It will give people an opportunity to get exercise, to get out in nature. And instead of the children being bused or driven to Robert Gray, they can walk, and that will relieve traffic congestion, pollution, and cost to the school district. Thank you.
Thank you all for your advocacy.
Very good. Colleagues, any further questions on this item? Thank you for your testimony. Carla, please call the roll.
Goes to a second.
I'm sorry. This is a non-emergency first reading of an ordinance.
So in that case, could I comment? Thank
please
you.
Please comment.
I want to thank Glenn Bridger for your long-time support of volunteer activities in Southwest Portland, including being past president of the Southwest Neighborhoods, Inc. board. Also, of course, kudos to Don Bach, who has been a champion for this project, as well as the trails throughout Southwest Portland. It's astonishing to me that for $21,000 and a little bit more, this path, a right-of-way, can be made safe. And so I particularly appreciate also the work that you've done at the legislature to make sure that there's immunity for mishaps on the construction after the trail's been constructed. I seem to remember that when this was approved in the budget, the principal of Robert Gray had fallen and broken her arm in this very spot. So I hope that she now knows that we are correcting it, even if a bit late for her safety. So thank you very much.
Colleagues, any further comments before I pass this on to second? This is a non-emergency reading of a first ordinance. It moves to second reading.